This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Psst! Mini Beanies, it's Mim here. Could you do me a favour and ask your big person to click that little button that says subscribe or follow on your podcast app?
It really helps us!
Ah! Press it! Press the button, please.
Now on with the show.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might meet a turtle,
lose our turtle shells,
and learn a fun new song about, ready, Beanies?
Turtles!
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Beanies! Time to go to the beach. I'll meet you all in the beanie car. Come on, beanies. We'll miss out on this lovely beach weather.
Relax, Michael. The beach isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, neither are we, apparently. Where's Laura?
I don't know. You know what she's like at the beach.
Avoiding it as much as possible.
Pretty much.
Come on, let's go find her.
Laura! Where
Laura.
Are you? Laura!
Laura, it's beach time. Come on, where are
Laura,
you?
I've got some glitter, Laura.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Do you hear that?
No.
Shh.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
This way.
Aha! See, I can do it right most of the time.
Come on, Laura, it's time to go to the beach. Grab your swimmers and your towel and let's go.
I am getting my swimmers and towel.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Not this again.
Well, can you go faster? Mim and I are ready to go.
I'm going as fast as I can go.
Turtle, turtle. Turtle.
Laura, if you didn't want to go to the beach, you could just say so.
No, I do.
Turtle. Turtle.
Oh. Towel.
Laura.
Turtle.
You did this when you turtled your way out of going to the dentist, and now you want to turtle your way out of going to the beach.
Lies. I love the beach.
Turtle. Turtle.
Oh.
Oh, look, swimmers.
Laura,
turtle.
It's okay to not like the beach.
And everyone else likes the beach.
Well, what's not to like?
The sand and the waves and the wind and the seaweed, bugs, fish, sharp rocks and the sand. Did I say sand?
You did.
That's pretty much everything about the beach. That sounds like you don't like the beach.
Well, we can find a beach that doesn't have sand, waves, wind, seaweed, bugs, fish, sharp rocks and sand. That's a pool. I will accept a pool visit.
Turtle.
Oh.
But I really want to go to the beach. Look, it's a nice day. There isn't much wind. We can find a spot in the grass away from the sand, and the fish generally stay to themselves.
Maybe.
Turtle.
Oh.
Turtle.
Well, hey, how about we go to the beach today, and I'll tell you a story in the car about turtles,
ooh,
and then next time it's a sunny day, we can go to the pool. Okay.
Yes, let's go.
Does everyone have their seatbelts on?
Yep.
Turtle seatbelt.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a young sea turtle who lived near the beach, like this one we're going to. The turtle's name was Phil. Phil the turtle. Phil the turtle was waking up after a long, deep sleep. As Phil woke up, he began to feel like something was missing.
Good morning, sea. Must be getting some of those colder waters coming through. Feels a bit chilly today.
Phil the turtle went to wrap themselves in their flippers to keep warm and realize why they were so cold.
Oh, what? My turtle shell is missing. What? How? What? Oh, no, turtle, turtle, turtle.
Phil's mum, Myrtle the turtle, heard the commotion and swam over. Morning, Phil. How did you sleep?
Phil, where is your turtle shell? I don't know. I woke up and it was gone.
Well, you better find it quick, smart. A turtle without their shell is, well, probably some form of lizard, but not in my house. Come on, cover yourself up. With some of this kelp, we can't go swimming around the sea in the Nutty, can we?
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Well, where did you last leave your shell?
On my back, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, well, it looks like it's not there now. So, who did you see last?
It was Count Hurdle the Turtle.
Count Hurdle? I don't trust that turtle. Something's a bit off about him. I can't quite put my flipper on it.
Oh, I might go pay Count Hurdle the Turtle a visit and see if he knows.
So Phil the Turtle, wrapped up in sea kelp so he didn't go swimming around in the Nutty, went to visit Count Hurdle the Turtle.
A little bit of this, a little bit of this. Yes, soon I will have made enough evil potion to turn the whole seabed into...
Hi, Count Hurdle the Turtle.
Ah, Phil, you surprised me, haha. I didn't suppose you heard what I was saying just now.
Oh, no?
Good. Now, what do you want?
Oh, well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I seem to have lost my turtle shell.
Well, yes. It was me that took your... excuse me. It was not me that put you into a deep sleep and removed your turtle shell so I could sell it.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you were the last turtle to see me with it, so I was just wondering if you might have, you know, seen it anywhere.
No, but why don't you try around the back? I should have some things laying around there that would make a perfect turtle shell. Why, your shell might even be there.
Okay, thanks anyway, Count Hurdle. I can always rely on you.
Yes. You can rely on me to become the overlord of
what
this...
What was that?
Nothing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some work to do.
So Phil went around the back of Count Hurdle's evil lair to find his shell, or something close enough. First, he found a big metal bucket.
Ow! Well, it's a bit cold. Doesn't quite fit how my shell used to. It's very uncomfortable. Okay, let's try some swimming.
Phil tried to swim while he was wearing the big metal bucket on his back.
Ouch!
The metal bucket fell off and sunk to the bottom of the sea.
Oh no, my bucket! Oh well, I think I prefer the kelp. Maybe there's something a little more turtle-shaped.
Phil kept looking, and eventually he found a bike helmet.
Oh hey, this looks a bit more like a turtle shell. Look, it's even got a little strap.
So Phil put the bike helmet on his back and tried to do up the strap.
Ooh, it's pretty hard to get hold of this strap with my turtle flippers. Maybe if I... No. What if I try... No.
Phil tried and tried, but he couldn't tighten up the strap on his new turtle shell helmet.
Oh, that's okay. Let's just try go for a swim.
So Phil went for a little bit of a swim with his new shell. But just like the metal bucket, the helmet fell off and sunk to the bottom of the sea.
Oh no, that's no good, my helmet. Well, maybe I'll check in on Count Hurdle the Turtle and see if he has anything else I could try.
So Phil went back inside Count Hurdle the Turtle's evil lair, or his house.
I don't want to hear your excuses, Mr. President. If I don't get what I want, something very bad will happen.
Please, Count Hurdle. We'll get you what you want. Just don't hurt any more sea animals.
Hey, Count Hurdle.
Phil, what are you doing? One second, Mr. President. Phil, I'm kind of in the middle of something here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad about my turtle shell. I tried a bucket, I tried a helmet, but it didn't work.
Your what? Your shell. Look, I really don't have time for this.
Should I call back later?
No, one second. Look, Phil, you really shouldn't be here right now.
Stop him, Phil. He's going to destroy the...
Quiet, you.
Yeah, I just missed my turtle shell, you know. I'm sure it'll be around here somewhere. Those replacements, they didn't quite, you know, fit.
Well, go and try and find something soft, like a jellyfish or something.
A jellyfish?
Yeah, I don't know. They're soft, squishy, perfect replacement. Improvement, even. Now leave me alone.
Okay. Hey, Count Hurdle, thanks for all of your help.
Yeah. Now where was I? Oh, yes. Mr. President, you have 24 hours to get me what I want, or I'll...
So Phil the Turtle went to go find a jellyfish to replace his turtle shell.
Oh, I hope this works. This sea kelp I'm wearing is rubbing in all the wrong places. Oh, look! There's a jellyfish. You look about the right size. More soft and squishy. I don't think you're the stinging kind of jellyfish either, so, you know, that's good. If I just swim under here, maybe I can...
Mate, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to see if a jellyfish could replace, you know, my lost turtle shell.
Right.
Would you mind if you became my new turtle shell?
Yes, I would mind.
Okay, just thought I'd ask.
I might not have a brain, but even I know this is a very silly idea.
Oh, but my best friend Count Hurdle the Turtle told me that I,
Look, mate, you need a hard shell, not something soft and squishy like me.
Oh, but where can I find another shell?
But what else lives in the sea and changes their shells all the time?
Jellyfish?
Look, nah, mate, nah. Hermit crabs.
Oh, they do change shells all the time.
They got one of their shell shops round the corner. Pop by. They should be able to help you out.
Oh, thank you. What was your name again?
Jellyfish.
You're a jellyfish called Jellyfish.
Yeah, we all are. It's easy to remember. We literally have no brains.
Okay, thanks, Jellyfish.
So Phil the Turtle went to the shell shop run by hermit crabs. When hermit crabs grow too big for their shell, they go to these shops to find a new one that will fit them better. Phil went into the shell shop. Hi, welcome to the shell shop. You buy we shell.
Hello, do you have any turtle shells?
Oh, honey, turtle shells are so last winter. We have much more up-to-date selection that's heaps better.
Okay, well, you see, I'm a turtle and I lost my turtle shell somehow and...
Oh, don't worry about that, my flippant bro. Why don't you scuttle into one of our changing rooms and I can give you some shells to try on.
Oh, okay, I guess I could just...
Cool! Let me grab your measurements quickly.
My what?
Stay still. I'm just going to get your size and... Okay. Breathe in.
Oh, I can't. Turtles can't breathe underwater.
Oh, wow. Us hermit crabs can't really either, but look at us go, staying underwater and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so try this and this and this.
All right, thanks.
So Phil went into the changing room and tried on some shells.
Oh, how do I even get in this shell? It's a very different shape than I'm used to. Kind of looks like a big snail shell. No, not that.
How are you going in there? Need another size?
I'm just having trouble getting it on.
Like it's too small or...
Well, I think this is made for a crab and I'm not a crab.
Yeah, you just back yourself into it and then you use your fourth and fifth pair of legs to hold it in place.
I don't have a fifth pair of legs.
So, you need a bigger size or...
Yeah, maybe much bigger?
And as Phil was trying to put on a new shell, he heard a familiar voice. Someone Phil knew was at the counter of the shell shop.
Ah, yes, hello. Yes, I have another turtle shell for you.
Oh, I know that voice.
Yes, it's brand new, extremely rare, and very expensive.
Phil slowly stuck his head out of the change room so he could listen better. Oh, wow, you again. Look, we really don't sell turtle shells anymore. They're, like, way out of fashion. And, like, we found out that a crab wearing a turtle shell is, like, totally not okaysies. It's heaps embarrassing.
But I have a brand new one for you. They're rare. And I need the money to pay for my doomsday machine.
Oh, what's a doomsday machine? Sounds rad.
Count Hurdle?
Phil, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for a new shell to replace my old one.
But I said to go get a jellyfish.
Wearing a jellyfish? That's a good one. I'll write that down.
Oh, but I need a shell just like my old one. Hey, this shell looks very similar to my old one.
Oh. Yes. Well, you see...
This would be a perfect replacement for my old shell that mysteriously disappeared. Look, it even has my initials etched into the sock. What a coincidence.
Ah, yes. This is a coincidence.
And it's got the same markings and everything. Wow, it's almost like you stole my turtle shell and intended to sell it for lots of money to the hermit crabs.
What? You said those other shells were ethically sourced.
But you wouldn't do that to your best friend, would you, Count Hurdle?
No, of course not. You know, since this shell won't be sold, you can have this one.
Really? Oh, thank you. Oh, it's perfect. It's almost like an exact copy of my own turtle shell that mysteriously disappeared the last time I saw you. I can have it?
Yes, you can have it. And let's not tell anyone about this, huh?
Oh, Hurdle, you're so humble. Thank you.
And so Phil put on his new shell that was exactly like his old one and swam home to tell his mum. His mum, however, suggested that Phil and Count Hurdle shouldn't see much of each other again, ever. Phil never understood why, but he loved his new shell, and they all lived happily ever after.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
a sea turtle.
What colour is your turtle? Is it green like seaweed? Or lots of different colours like a shiny fish?
How does your turtle swim? Does it have big flippers to glide through the water? Or little ones that help it crawl on land?
How big is your turtle? Is it big and slow or small and quick?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a sea turtle.
Now time for a song.
Poke your head of your turtle shell.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Snap that turtle mouth and snap it well.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Roll your turtle head around and round.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Then bring your turtley head back down.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Turtle to the left, turtle to the right, turtle all the day, turtle all the night, turtle out wide, turtle back inside.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Put your arms out of your turtle shell.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Paddle through that ocean swell.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Back's
stroke now with your turtle fins.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Get those turtle arms and bring them back in.
Turtle, 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 turtle. Turtle to the left, turtle to the right, turtle. Turtle.
Goodness me, what's that outside?
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Go into your shell and hide.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Ooh, oh no, I'm stuck on my back.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
I hope it's not a turtle attack.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Turtle very quiet, turtle very still. Turtle out of sight, turtle until.
I realise it's just my turtle mate Phil.
He's a turtle, 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 turtle. Turtle, 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 turtle. We'll turtle to the left and turtle to the right. Turtle. Turtle, 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 turtle. Turtle, 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 turtle.
Tortoise?
No!
Okay, we're at the beach.
Alrighty, let's find a spot where there isn't much sand or wind or fish.
Or waves.
We could try, but I think that's all the things that make up a beach.
That's fine, just leave me in my turtle shell.
Laura, stop calling the car your turtle shell.
But it's safe and warm here.
Come on, Laura. We can get ice cream.
Ooh, ice cream.
I wonder why turtles have shells. And hermit crabs.
But I know someone who does.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies. What a lovely sunny day for the beach.
Hey, Professor, why do turtles have shells?
And hermit crabs. And why can't they wear metal buckets instead of shells?
Well, the reason why turtles and hermit crabs have shells is for the same reason. It's protection.
Ah.
Yes, having a hard shell that you can hide in is a great way to protect yourself. So that's why animals such as turtles and hermit crabs and snails have developed their own shell.
But hermit crabs don't grow their own shell.
That's right, Mim. Hermit crabs find their own shell and change them as they grow. A turtle shell is part of their body, so it grows with them.
Ah. So a turtle can't just take off their shell and sell it to make a doomsday machine.
I have no idea how to answer that.
So a hermit crab could have a metal bucket as a shell?
Well, maybe a little one. But it is very important not to leave rubbish at the beach. Otherwise, animals like turtles can get caught up in it or think it's food and eat it. And it can hurt them very much.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, the annual Professor Swim is on, and I've got a medal to win.
Yeah, go win a medal.
Bye, Professor Know-It-All.
Okay, so can we go for a swim now?
Ice cream first, swim later.
No, swim.
Ice cream.
Swim.
Ice cream.
Swim.
Ice cream.
Swim. Swim.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream.
Swim.
Ice cream.
Swim.
Maybe you can go for a swim on a sunny day.
And see if you can find any little crabs.
But remember not to leave any rubbish.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.